I'm joined today by John Bishop to talk about his upcoming book. Hi, John. It's good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well. I'm so excited. Thanks for the invite and allowing me to share about the book.
Now, what is the core message of the book, and who are you trying to reach?
I would say everyone, and I qualify that by saying anyone, because although it's written from a pastor who is a Christ follower who did not grow up in a Christian house and all that, I feel like the core message of the book is simply this. People have a distorted image of God. We see God through the lens of how we see our earthly fathers. And sometimes that's awesome. Sometimes that's through abuse. Sometimes that's through trying to please someone. But regardless, it's like my beliefs and behaviors are shaped by how I've been raised. And it's not a dad bashing book at all. In fact, just the opposite. It's really just saying God is the perfect father. And so these different images of dads are not to hurt, but they're to expose. And hopefully it's through the exposing of what is real in my life that I can see that I've, in my heart, maybe I've seen differently about God. And it's in that process that we can begin a process and a journey of healing.
Now, let's say a person feels that they were raised by a good father, and yet they don't feel that they personally have father issues. Is this book still for them, and what will they get out of it?
You know what? That is such a great question. One of the greatest questions I've been asked is, if I was raised, in fact, I had several people vet and read different chapters, and the question was, I had a good father, and so what is the takeaway? And it caused me to do a lot of research, and it caused our team to look at, well, what happens in the life of a good father as related to the life of the child. And I feel like with my daughters, especially, I have three kids, my daughters, I've always tried to be there. I always answer their calls. It doesn't matter what meeting I'm in, unless I'm on a plane or whatever, I'm always available. And in saying that, a good father simply is still not God. A good father is a good father. A good father did the best that he could do in their lives, and he is tried his hardest, like I'm talking to myself. Well, the net effect it becomes, in many cases, the good father, not being God, obviously, it creates in the child of the heart of a child, it creates a sense of, I don't really need intimacy. No one would say this, by the way, but this is the intrinsic difference. I would never say, well, I had a good dad, so I don't need God. But because you had a good dad, you don't feel like you need God. You don't feel like you need to have God be there for you. And it creates almost like a relationship without a lack of intimacy, if that makes sense.
Now, your book obviously hits on issues that have affected you personally. How has your own life changed as a result of understanding the principles that you write about in the book?
If there was ever a book that I would write, this would be the book in terms of my own life, because I struggled. My dad died when I was 4 years old, my biological father, and when I became a Christian, intrinsically, I never heard the term of God as a father. I never even heard the term. But when someone realized or told me, like, hey, you know, God's your father, it almost created inside of me a sense of, if God is a father, I don't want anything to do with it. And so it made me, because my dad left me, it made me feel like God will leave me. The second I don't provide, the second I don't perform, the second I'm not perfect, the second that I fail, God is done with me. So that affected me tremendously as a Christian, as a not even as a pastor, just as a person on a journey with God. And also, I had a stepfather that was extremely abusive, both verbally and physically, to my mom and my brother and myself. And I'm talking things that were really horrible. So I had that tendency that if I don't do something good, God will hurt me, or God's out to get me. And the word that God gave me was, God is never out to pay you back or to punish you. God is out to get you back, because God wants relationship with you. And so most definitely, the words in this book are very much shaped and very much formed through a life of 40 years of dad issues in my own life.
Now, while writing, you talk to people in your own church and others about their dad stories and their subsequent relationships with God. What impact has this message had on your church community?
Our church has been affected hugely at this point without the book even being released, because we have used social media talking about dad issues. And did you have a, you know, we would ask a question like, did you have a passive father, or did you have a performance father, or whatever? And we would get stories back that the stories were just they struck a chord. I would say this, in the church community, this is the unspoken elephant in the room, because nobody ever thinks that the dad issues have caused the distortion issues the way that a person sees God. But once they realize the dad issue is there, they back into realizing the behaviors have caused the beliefs. And it's changing the behaviors, and it's changing the belief that God really is not a bigger version of my earthly father, that God really does love me. And so it's had an incredible impact. And everyone I talk to, the thing that they always say is, I can think of five people that need to have this book. Or I can think of, oh, wow, now I understand the reason that I respond to my own children this way. Because in my case, an abandonment father, you know, someone that had an abandonment father in their life, i.e. me, by default, you want to do everything you can to never make your child leave you. Okay? So it's like, I don't want my son to leave me, so what do? I do everything for him. What does that mean? I enable him. What does that cause? It causes him to feel entitled. And so in my son, David, who's struggled with heroin addiction, he has dealt with this whole issue of entitlement, abandonment, enablement, and it's in me learning, okay, this, my brokenness caused brokenness in him. And that's just one example of hundreds of examples.
John Bishop has been my guest today. It's been wonderful to talk to you, John. Thanks again.
Thanks very much. It's been so great to be here.